A family with five people who caught COVID-19 has described their shock and fear as they dropped everything to rush into quarantine. They were part of Auckland's August cluster, where most of those infected and often their families went into full quarantine at the Jet Park. It was a new rule at the time. All eight members of the tight-knit family, two grandparents, their daughter and five children, went to the Jet Park after four of the children and their 75-year-old grandfather caught the virus at the height of the outbreak. The family's grandmother and her daughter told our health correspondent Rowan Quinn about their experience.
I'll be honest with you, it was very, very scary. The only knowledge we had in and around the virus was everything that we see on social media and everything that was released to let the community know what signs and symptoms to look out for. We'd been really vigilant and we had gone and got tested as a family, and the test results came back as negative, which we were really happy about. But then the following week, the kids started showing normal flu type signs, but we wanted to be extra precautious, so we took them and we got them tested again at our local GP, and luckily for that, that's where we realized that they had tested positive. And from then, I guess you could say chaos hit us, because this was the first time, and you know, we were so in shock and didn't know what to make of it, and had to listen to everything from Ministry of Health, who were calling through just to give us advice and, you know, like a update of this is what's happening next kind of thing.
Did any adults in the family catch it?
Yes, one adult, my father actually, and he's 74, so we're very, very worried about that, because I, based off what we know and what we had learnt from social media and advice that was given, anyone that's over the age of 70 is more likely to be able to contract it, and at a more severe rate. So we were quite worried about that as well.
And was he all right health-wise? Did he get very sick, or did he kind of escape with nothing too serious?
No, he got really sick. He was actually rushed to hospital twice while we were in managed isolation.
Oh, that must have been scary.
It was very scary.
And so he had to go to hospital by himself, did he? What was that like for you, as his wife being left behind there, knowing he'd gone to hospital?
To be honest, I was very, very sad, and I was a little bit angry too. So, yes, and all we can do is just pray and wait for what's the story from North Shore Hospital, because we don't want him to go to the intensive care.
But he has now recovered well. The family was isolating in three separate groups and say that was the hardest part.
The difficult thing for me was just not being together as a family, and me keeping tabs with both my parents to ensure that they're all right, keeping tabs of all my kids and schoolwork and work as well. It is definitely a lot, but I'm just really grateful that we experienced it together as a family. It must be very difficult for people to experience this alone. It definitely is something I don't think I would have been able to do personally, individually.
And how did the kids go? How did they cope?
Oh, the kids are...
they really miss school.
Yeah.
They really miss their learning.
Like, I know there was a sense of, which is quite sad, you know, like there was a sense of our kids feeling, you know, a bit ashamed or afraid to say, like they wouldn't just put their hands up and be like, yep, I have contracted the virus. You know, I know they felt that kind of fear of not, well, we're not meant to share it anyway, but they had that fear going back to school. But just the process that DHB had given out to us and the guidelines of how to best manage the situation was absolutely perfect, and it was immaculate in seeing their return back into school. The correspondence with each of the schools was really great. It, you know, like the kids didn't feel alienated at all. I mean, even us, we didn't feel alienated at all when we returned back to work. It's just a very supportive.
That interview by Rowan Quinn there of family members of a family of eight who went into the Jet Park quarantine facility during the August cluster.